Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every single week. On the show with us this week, we've got Parkway Drive singer Winston McCall. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. The new Parkway Drive album, Reverence, a significant shift in musicality. Winston, what gave you the confidence to make that leap?
Basically, like, having done it for 15 years, to be honest. Like, we came off the back of IO, which was the first big step kind of out of, I guess, we'll call it the lane that we're driving in with our sound. And that was done very much on, I guess, faith of being able to redefine what we were. And this time around, it was done off the back of IO being a fantastic success and us being able to actually create that and looking back and going, okay, we can try our hands at different sounds and we can define exactly what this band can and will be, even if that means something that we've never done before. So that's basically what we took into this writing process.
Full Metal Jackie, Winston McCall of Parkway Drive on the show from the latest Parkway Drive album, Reverence, The Void. Full Metal Jackie, Winston McCall from Parkway Drive is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, Reverence, which is out now, and there's grief and lament in some of the lyrics on Reverence. How has expressing such a personal side of yourself changed you as a vocalist?
Well, it obviously, as far as the vocals came about, that's where I think it was probably the biggest influence on me stylistically, simply because there was these lyrics that came out through the process of creating this album, which I couldn't form in simply the way that I was used to creating vocal stylings, we'll put it, and have it do justice to that situation or the topic that I was talking about. So it involved a lot of experimentation and a lot of work and faith towards simply being true to the moment, true to the character that was those very specific songs, because at the end of the day, like, a lot of the stuff that was done has been incredibly heavy in the past, and there are some of the more moments on this album simply because it was something that couldn't just be screamed out of anger. It was something that had to be created with a very different vocal tone. So, that's where that all came in.
Full Metal Jackie, Winston McCall of Parkway Drive with us talking about the new Parkway Drive album, Reverence. It's out now. Parkway Drive touring the U.S. That's going to be kicking off late August. Quick break. Got Joss's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Jostic coming up. Also music from Dio. We'll have Winston pick a tune. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Parkway Drive singer Winston McCall on the show with us tonight. And the last album, Ire, seemed to be a conscious effort to reinvent yourselves. How did the process of making that album directly affect the way you went about making Reverence?
Oh, massively, massively. It was basically, I was probably the biggest effort we've ever made as a band, to be honest. Like, it was the first time which we found ourselves pushing into a completely new territory other than actually starting the band. But it would have been easier just to restart again, simply because we still wanted to have it represent Parkway. So we had to figure out what Parkway actually was and then redefine that. But the good thing was, when it came to doing Reverence, it basically meant that we were able to take the confidence of knowing that we can simply run on the idea of the very core foundations of what this band was, which was, we enjoy making heavy music, we enjoy making music we like listening to, and music we like playing. And that's very, very simple. But across that is a very vast scope of sound. And I think if you do something for however long we're doing it, when we started with IO, it was 10 years, you can find yourself eventually like chasing your tail. And when you decide not to chase your tail, it's a very big world out there, so you've got to kind of have the bravery to step into it. And IO was the tentative steps, whereas Reverence was definitely like us saying, no, we're going to go in a very different direction, and we're very confident that we'll be able to actually take those lessons we've learned and run with it.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Winston McCall, singer of Parkway Drive. He's my guest tonight. The new Parkway Drive album, of course, is called Reverence, and it's out now. Coming up this hour, we're going to be hearing from Nathan Explosion, the singer of Death Clock, for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've got music from Slayer coming up, Black Sabbath, more with Winston. It's all on the way. That's Full Metal Jackie Winston McCall of Parkway Drive is my guest on the show tonight. And Winston, you were 20 when Parkway Drive started. What's changed most about you personally and musically, and what's still the same?
Oh, man. That is everything. Absolutely everything. Like, and I'm one of the older members. Like, Ben, our drummer, was like 16 when we started this. And like, we've been doing this for 15 years. So he's been doing it over half his life. And we've traveled to, I don't know how many countries we've played in. I think we've been to like over 100 countries, something like that. This band has literally shaped the people we are. And it's been our life. So it not only changes you as a person, but you grow as a band, and that affects the person you are, and then that again affects the music you create, and then that flows back into who you are within the band. And it's just this constantly, I guess, give and take between our passion, which is our music, and our personalities, because at the end of the day, like, this is a reflection of personalities rather than some, I guess, manufactured concept of what a sound should be. So it's been this ebb and flow between the two for 15 years now, which is insane. And I can't put it down to one specific thing. I literally just have to say, like, it's a very simple equation that we are Parkway Drive, and Parkway Drive has created us in equal terms, which is a pretty weird thing, I think.
It's Full Metal Jackie Winston McCall with us. The new Parkway Drive album, Reverence, is out now. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and also new music from Orange Goblin. It's Full Metal Jackie Winston McCall of Parkway Drive with us. And later this year, you'll tour the States with August Burns Red and The Devil Wears Prada. Coming from Australia, what's your favorite thing about playing here in America?
Oh, man. Where do we start on that one? The crowds are fantastic, and the crowds have only ever got better. And we're super psyched to be coming back. Like, all the bands, like, most of the bands that we grew up listening to were from America in the first place. So it's always crazy to be able to come to America and play like legendary venues where like we see someone, like some band we looked up to, scribbled with a Sharpie on the wall that they've played there. So the history is absolutely insane. The food's fantastic. Yeah, where do we begin on this one? You're talking about like a band that grew up touring Australia and playing seven cities. So to be able to come to America and literally just like tour and tour and tour and tour is an absolute blessing. So yeah.
Full Metal Jackie Winston McCall of Parkway Drive with us. Pick up the new album Reverence and see Parkway Drive in the U.S. this fall. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me once again. It's always appreciated.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break still to come. Music from Black Sabbath. And we'll also be checking out a new tune from Symphony X guitarist Michael Romeo. He has a solo album coming out at the end of this month. More metal on the way.